Welcome back. This is that song that made a hit this day in history, so it's up there right now. Boehner Johnson, Boehner, welcome. Good to have you with us.
How you doing, Mark?
All right, man. Senior editor of the City Paper. So what's in store for us?
Well, we've got our annual top 10 list, doing what newspapers do this week, sort of rounding up the year. And so we've got top 10 new restaurants, top 10 art shows, top 10 fiction, top 10 nonfiction, a jam-packed issue for everyone to argue about for the rest of the year until we do it again next year.
So what's your top – give me two or three of the top 10 restaurants.
Okay, so the – and they're only the new restaurants. So the top 10 new restaurants, let me find the number one is Bottega, the new one in Station North, which really is in some ways encapsulates what Station North is as well. And it's really vibrant and great food, but not pretentious and really artisanal. Maggie's Farm, which is hard to remember that it's only been here a year, but it opened this last year, was the second one. The Other Corner is third. Nico Molito, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, new place right up on 21st and Charles, Honduran, Salvadoran, and Mexican place.
Oh, yes, we talked about that one, right.
The 13th floor, the reopened 13th floor in the Belvedere, Art House Pizza, the new pizza joint in Hamden, Cunningham's, which is also sort of hard to remember how new that is, Oliver Specs, which is great barbecue down in Harbor Eastish. Chesapeake reopened, of course, and then Ozra, the spectacular Persian restaurant.
So very quickly, what are the top news stories we have rolling for the City Paper?
So the news stories, there's of course the top one is the BGF scandal,
right?
That's one of the ones that really just kept going all year. So that's the prison scandal erupting is the first one, the spike in the murder rate. Now we've gone up past the not only the 2012 rate, 2011, of course, is lower, but the 2010 rate as well. So the murder spike, the Ravens winning the Super Bowl, is the third one. And the Harbor Point development and the whole sort of storm that has sparked in City Council and, environmental contamination and the tax breaks. And that's another one that just sort of kept going all year. Alonzo resigning
yes.
as head of the CEO of the schools is one that we thought was a really big story that can have really big, as they're doing the whole new, the whole new way of dealing with the school buildings that they took from Greenville, South Carolina, in an area that's so much different is going through now, right, as he resigned. So there's still going to be, that he put in place, there's still going to be high repercussions from that. The senator reopening was one of the rare good stories in the top news stories. Police targeting the DIY clubs and venues around town is one that's really hit our readership, I think, very hard. And in fact, one of our photographers was arrested in a raid. And so that's something that's even hit close to home for us.
We have to take a break here, Boehner Wiz, but I'm going to encourage folks to get this issue. And what I'd like to do, Boehner, is we'll give you a call and when we have our news roundup of the year's news, we want to have you and others from the City Paper on that roundup so we can bring these stories out and keep it rolling.
All right, that sounds great. Well, thanks for having me on, Mark.
Thank you, brother. Good to have you with us.
All right.
Check out the City Paper this week. It's always amazing. We're now going to talk about this new production of Beowulf coming to Baltimore.